Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here to talk about 27 Times Cinema Projects that invite 27 young European film lovers, one participant per European member state, to attend the Venice International Film Festival as jury member of Giornate degli Autori section. And today we are here with Lise Clavier,
yes,
who is representing France in this year edition. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, first of all, how would you describe your experience here as a judge in Venice, and what does this opportunity mean for you?
So I would describe this opportunity as, like, it's a bit like a dream. Like, we are here, like, looking at movies at the festival, taking part to workshops with people from the industry of cinema. So, yeah, it's like an amazing opportunity.
I read your profile, and you also mentioned the Kotzret Cinema. The name, it's Katarza Cinema, of course, and the cinema that you are representing here in Venice. Can you tell more about this cinema?
Yeah, so I'm really proud to represent the Katarza because I also have a history with the Katarza. So I moved to Nantes last year, and I worked during 8 months for the cycle of cinema festival called Universcine, which is a cycle of European film festival. And so continuing here in Venice representing the Katarza is really important for me. And yeah, I'm proud to be here to represent the Katarza, which is really important cinema in Nantes, I believe. And it's like the cinema from Nantes people.
And speaking of your country, which is the situation of independent cinema in France?
So I'm not a professional, so I might say some wrong things, but so I believe I'm really lucky to be in France because the French government invests a lot of money in the cinema in my country, and I know there is a lot of support for independent films, so yeah.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, so masterclass and workshops, are you looking forward to the most and why?
So there are two, actually. The first one, I would say the film criticism workshop, because I'm really into, like, I'm not so good at talking, and I like much more writing because I can actually take time to settle and write down my ideas and change my opinion maybe also. So, and I actually write for a media called the Culture aux Trousses, in which I write critics, like 2 critics per month more or less, of movies, and I really enjoy doing this. And I also have my own page on Instagram where I also write critics, more critics actually, which is called Analyse. Okay, I make a bit of promotion here. And so that's why this workshop is important for me. Then the second workshop I'm looking forward is the masterclass actually from Céline Chama. Mm-hmm. Because I followed her work since, like, I've grown with her movies. When I was a teenager, I saw Tomboy, and then I just continued watching her movie while I was becoming a woman. And so that's why it's important for me to be here and to have her as the president of the jury. And yeah, I'm looking forward for this masterclass.
So thank you, Elise, representing France in this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. Thank you for sharing your experience here in Venice with us. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.